Welcome to Bob Cargill's Marketing Show, a ridiculously awesome podcast bursting with insightful commentaries and intriguing conversations on the topics and issues that are on the minds of marketers, advertisers, social media, and PR professionals today. Selfies on social media. Hey everybody, this is Bob Cargill. Selfies on social media. They're ridiculously popular. They're incredibly prevalent, and they're even good for your health. There's research has indicated that people often feel a reduction in stress after smiling in a selfie. Think about it. There's that famous Ellen DeGeneres selfie that she took at the Academy Awards in 2014, which garnered well over 3 million retweets and more than 2 million likes so far. Then this 13-year-old Ryan McKenna, he took a selfie with Justin Timberlake in the stands at the Super Bowl during Justin's halftime performance in 2018, and that went viral. The Boston Red Sox David Ortiz, Big Papi, took a selfie with President Barack Obama in 2014. And great golfer Phil Mickelson, he took a selfie with former Presidents Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush in 2017. I even saw something called Selfie Sunday while watching a church service online recently. What a great idea. The preacher asked the congregants to take a selfie of someone they met at the service and then share it on social media. Selfies, they're a religious experience. I could go on and on. What about you? Brands, businesses, people. One of the easiest and best ways to engage with your audience is to take selfies with them and share them online. Celebrities know it. I know it. And if you didn't know it already, now you know it. Surround yourself with your customers and prospects, your colleagues and peers, your families and friends, and take selfies on social media. You'll smile. They'll smile. Everybody will smile.